So we're going to hear a word of charge from three of the people that have been here this weekend. And each time we're going to make a response by singing this song again as a way of affirming that that's right. That's the nature of the God that we've come to serve. It's that God. It's the hope of that particular desire that we want to affirm. So let me invite Jaime Ferrant to come first. Jaime is an attorney on the staff of International Justice Mission. He serves in Bolivia. He has been working for a number of years for IJM, and he's going to leave with us, as each of the next two are as well, kind of a word of exhortation, a word of invitation, whatever word God may have given him that he is going to share with us. So let us have it, Jaime.
Good afternoon or good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. For those that haven't been in the conference, my name is Jaime. And I've been serving in Bolivia for the last 2 years, where we bring legal representation and counseling free of charge to victims of child sexual abuse and of commercial sexual exploitation of children. And to leave you with a prayer request, I think you've heard many requests that I've had in our groups, in our main presentation yesterday, and in the breakout sessions during the weekend. But I think if I can leave you with something, it's remember us. Remember us as we go and do the work, and just pray for us. Like some of you, someone was sharing in the last session we had that if you're really committed to us, one thing you could do is pray for us, because that's pretty hard. Sadly, we're Christians, but we don't pray as much as we should. The Bible tells us to pray each day and to pray without ceasing. So I'm going to challenge you to pray. And second, we would like for you to just learn about the issues, learn about we're working. If you were here during the weekend, hopefully that's just a start and not a finish, and so you can continue to learn more. You're in a wonderful church where your pastor and your leadership is committed to the issue of ending slavery around the world. So take advantage of that opportunity. Not many churches that I know of are committed to this issue. So learn. Share with others what you've learned today. If it stays in your brain, it doesn't do much good. So share with others and have them learn what you've learned this weekend. And lastly, think of at least one person you know who might be suffering from oppression or in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be slavery. Maybe you have a neighbor who suffers from domestic violence. Maybe you know someone who's been sexually abused. Maybe you know someone who was trafficked into the U.S. and suffers here right now today. And you just don't know. So spend time. Try to take time. I challenge you to spend the next 2 weeks with one person you know who suffers from some form of oppression. And pray to God to see what can he enable you to do to help this person. God loved the world. He calls us to love people. So let's take time to love at least one person. And ask God, how can I love that person like you love that person? I think if we do that, that's a start. We don't have to start by tackling 27 million people that are supposedly slaves. We start with one. And if you can pray to God during the next few weeks that for God to show you one person and for you to be open and willing and able to help that one person, you can be a minister of God to human beings here on earth and in your community, and you can start begin doing the work of God of rescue. Thank you.
Don't do anything. Jaime, as we take up your charge to pray, tell us about maybe one case that you're going to be working on over the next couple of months that we could specifically pray for.
There's several. We have one case that trial continues this week. It has started already. And the case involves a victim. I believe she's 13 years old. And she was, as she was leaving school and going to visit some friends, she was actually stoned by one of her classmates, and she became unconscious and then was raped by him. So she had to be taken out of school because the perpetrator goes to the same school. So she left the school, and just pray for her. Pray for her. pray for our lawyer, pray for our psychologist as she works with her, and pray that we can get a conviction that will send a message to the community that people who are abused can receive help and that we as a society will not tolerate that type of abuse from happening.
Amen. Reminded us prayer is so important, and it's easy for us to get absorbed often perhaps in just praying for things that are immediate and before us or that are personal. But tonight, Lord, we come boldly to pray for this case that he's just now mentioned, the suffering of this girl, the injustice and anguish that she's gone through and undoubtedly continues to experience. May you, O God, who is Lord, who is a holy God, holy enough to not be stopped by such human need, but to come near to us in your pure, righteous love. So we pray that you will use the attorney, the social workers, and all those who could help this case and help this young girl. We do pray, O Lord, for justice. We do pray for the resolution of these things and for the awareness in Bolivia that such crimes will not be tolerated. Lord, we cry out to you that you who are holy and righteous will use your people to be the means of helping to deliver good news in this setting. In Jesus' name, amen. If you were to count up all of the slaves around the world in all the countries but one, India, you wouldn't find as many slaves in all of those countries altogether as you find just in India itself. It's been a gift for us this weekend to have Pranitha Timothy with us. Pranitha leads both in investigations and in rescue operations for International Justice Mission, and she also is a person that's responsible and cares for the aftercare of those who are brought out from human trafficking. So Pranitha, come, and likewise, give us whatever word you'd like to leave with us, and then we will continue as well.
Just like Mark said, yes, I come from a country where there are millions of slaves. And I just want you to remember that it is a reality. It is true. They are there and they exist. And I want you to pray for us. Pray for the victims even as they wait to be rescued, that God would give them hope, to persevere, to stay strong through this time. I want you to pray for the victims that we've rescued, that God would completely heal and restore them. With IJM itself, we are moving into a phase where we're fighting to make the public justice system to work for the poor. And so I request prayer for that, even as we work at different levels, to see that the systems that are there, the judiciary, the executive and the law enforcement, you know, that they would all begin to work so that the poor have access to all of them. Please pray for us, even as we think of ways we need wisdom. I also ask for prayer that people would believe that this slavery can end. I find it difficult to find people who really believe that. And we need people who believe it can end, and we need people who can come alongside and work, not just through IJM, but people all over. You know, just stand in the gap for the slaves and believe that it can be eradicated and do whatever possible to see it end. And so even with the church here, I'm really grateful that there's so many who've already heard and attended the seminars, but I request that you begin to do whatever God is placing in your heart to do towards all these issues that we've mentioned. And just want to thank you again.
Asked, we cry out to you for your deliverance, for the knowledge and reality of slavery in India to be truly seen for what it is, for you to raise up an awareness across that great subcontinent and around the world for the suffering of slaves, for a crying out to you for deliverance and for rescue. Lord, we believe that you alone, in your holy power, have the capacity to do this. There have been times and places and ways that you have been able to use the forces of your people to change laws, to bring about awareness, to change practice in such a way that people are set free. So we would pray that in India, this vast subcontinent, in the thousands and millions of people there that are enslaved, Lord, we cry out to you. We pray that you will use IJM and that you will also use them not only in their direct services, but in the awareness that they're seeking to raise for the need for effective public justice systems. We pray for officials, elected and appointed officials, for police and others who will truly understand and observe and faithfully keep the law. We pray for judges and those in authority who will make decisions about cases to be guided by a desire to do what is truly right and just. Thank you for Pranitha. Thank you for the four offices that IJM has in India. We pray that your blessing will fall with lavish power, that they might know your accompaniment with them each day as they face sometimes staggering challenges. Thank you for the spirit of hope you've given them, for their awareness of you as the God who reigns. In Jesus' name, amen. Another part of the world that we've thought about this weekend is Eastern Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, an area specifically near Goma, where our church has had the pleasure and privilege through our partnership with Global Strategies for HIV Prevention to be drawn into a close connection with Heal Africa, a hospital in Goma, which is a place where people who are victims of so many of the violent crimes and the wars and the tribalism and the violence against women and against children is rife. There is, even in yesterday's New York Times article, more violent rape going on in eastern Congo, not far from Goma, than any other place in the world, a staggering percentage of people. And Heal Africa tries to be a presence of Jesus Christ in the midst of that in a way that is really extraordinary. And one of the most important people in that ministry, we've had the privilege of having here with us, Joseph Chiza, who is a peacemaker, if God has ever had a peacemaker. Joseph is that, and he has been that in a remarkable way in being able to stand amidst all of these conflicting rebel groups and do that with integrity and trust in such a way that he's been able to be the presence of Christ to bring about acts of justice and mercy toward people who would otherwise be entirely unserved were it not for Joseph. So he's going to come now and speak, and the board chair of Heal Africa is going to interpret for him. So please come and share with us what you will.
Bonsoir à tous.
Good evening.
C'est dans la douleur que je vais vous quitter.
It's in sorrow that I leave you.
Parce qu'on vient de passer une semaine ensemble.
because we've spent a wonderful week together.
Une semaine de bénédiction.
It's been a week of blessing.
Une semaine d'interpellation.
And a week of questions.
On nous a interpellés tous.
We have all been asked.
De rechercher comment restaurer la joie. De rechercher comment restaurer la joie.
To look and see how we can restore joy.
À tous ces peuples qui souffrent.
To all these people who suffer.
À travers le monde entier.
Throughout the world.
Particulièrement chez nous au Congo.
Especially at our home in Congo.
Là où les femmes paient les lourdes tributs de la guerre.
Where the women are paying the price of the war.
Là où les enfants n'ont pas d'avenir.
There where children have no future.
Mais c'est aussi une semaine qui nous a réconfortés.
But this has also been a week of comfort for me.
À nous inspirer du message biblique.
We've been inspired by the word of the gospel in the Bible.
En trouvant que Jésus avait transformé les méchants en bons.
In finding that Jesus has transformed the evil into good.
Et nous avons l'espoir qu'il va transformer ceux-là qui sèment la guerre.
And we have that same hope that God will transform those who are sowing war.
Et qu'ils deviendront ses disciples.
That those people who have been making war will become the disciples of Christ.
Et qu'ils iront voir les femmes qu'ils ont martyrisées.
And that they will see the women that they have martyred.
Pour leur demander pardon.
To ask them forgiveness.
Et contribuer à leur vie.
And they will contribute to the livelihoods of these women.
Positive pour toujours.
In a positive way forever.
Nous sommes reconnaissants pour vos prières.
We are very thankful for your prayers.
Et nous vous demandons de continuer de les faire.
And we ask you to continue to pray for this.
Ce que nous faisons, c'est parce que vous priez pour nous.
What we are doing, it's because you are praying for us.
Je reçois souvent les messages des mamans qui est à côté de moi.
I often receive messages from the lady that is next to me, my mother.
Et à chaque fois que j'ai des problèmes, j'envoie aussi des messages pour qu'elle prie pour moi.
And whenever I am in a trouble, I send her an email that people pray for me.
J'ai particulièrement été touché par le leadership dans l'église.
I've been particularly touched by the leadership in this church.
Qui sont en train de réveiller tout le monde.
Who are in the process of waking up people.
Pour bâtir un monde juste.
In order to build a world that is just.
Comme recommandation,
I ask you
de vous mettre debout,
to stand up,
de prier pour les peuples affligés,
and pray for the people who are afflicted,
afin qu'ils retrouvent les sourires,
so that the people who are afflicted can refine their smiles,
que ces femmes qui sont en conflit avec leur mari,
that women who are in conflict with their husbands,
habitent positivement.
Could be able to live positively with them.
Que les jeunes puissent échapper à l'esclavage.
That young people be able to avoid slavery.
Et qu'on construise ensemble un monde meilleur.
And can contribute to building a better life and a better world together.
Pour Heal Africa.
Pray for Heal Africa.
Priez pour nous.
Pray for us.
Nous avons beaucoup à faire.
We have much to do.
Et seules vos prières peuvent nous apporter beaucoup de secours.
And only your prayers can bring much, can bring us help.
Que les pasteurs qui sont ici viennent nous visiter.
May the pastors who are here serving you come and visit us.
Qu'ils partagent l'expérience avec les pasteurs congolais.
That they share their experience with Congolese pastors.
Que ceux-là qui prônent pour la justice aux IS.
That those who work on behalf of justice in the United States.
Nous apprennent comment transformer le leadership.
Teach us how to transform the leadership in Congo.
Je vous quitte ce soir.
I'm leaving you this evening.
Je vais prier pour vous.
And I will pray for you.
Et vous allez aussi prier pour nous.
And I ask you to pray for me.
Priez essentiellement pour ces enfants qui sont infectés par le VIH/SIDA au Congo.
Pray for these children who are infected by HIV in Congo.
Et qui ont besoin de votre soutien.
And who need your support.
Parce qu'ils sont oubliés par notre gouvernement.
Because they have been forgotten by our government.
Je vous interpelle encore.
I also ask you
de collaborer avec les autres églises.
To collaborate with other churches.
Et ensemble, nous pouvons faire du bien.
So that together we may do good.
Merci.
Thank you.
Let's pray, because they actually are going to need to scoot away even as we speak. Oh God, by your grace, we do thank you so much for this brother. We thank you for Joseph and the way that you have used him in Congo, and for the significant way that he has been the embodiment of your love and mercy, your faithfulness, your compassion, your justice, your trustworthiness. He has simply lived as your trusting disciple, believing that you will be adequate for circumstances that for most of us in this room would be overwhelming and terrifying. But in the humility of your spirit, he simply has walked in trust. We thank you, O God, for that. We pray that as we send this brother back to Congo, that he will know truly that we are remembering him and Heal Africa and the needs of Congo, and that we, our lives, our hearts and minds, as the other places we've thought about this weekend, go with us, and that we will follow his life and his ministry in our prayers. Raise up, O God, voices of love and mercy and justice and truth in Congo, and do the same, O God, here. How thankful we are for Heal Africa. How thankful we are for Joseph Chiza. In the name of Jesus, the Holy One, we pray. Amen.